This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Mutinous soldiers claim to have overthrown Niger's democratically elected president. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with more.
In an announcement on state television, a spokesperson for the soldiers said they have put an end to the government due to the country's deteriorating security. The announcement came after a day of uncertainty as members of Niger's presidential guard surrounded the presidential palace and detained President Mohamed Bazoum. Tensions spilled over and gunshots erupted in Niger's capital as demonstrators marched towards the presidential palace. Many African organizations called the move an attempted coup against the country's democratically elected leader. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia refused to speak at a UN meeting on its attacks on Ukraine's key port city of Odessa. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
In an escalation of Russia's anger at Ukraine and its Western backers, Russia refused to speak at a UN Security Council meeting called to discuss Moscow's recent attacks on Odessa. The confrontation began at the start of Wednesday's council meeting called by Russia on the divided Orthodox Church of Ukraine. Russia logged complaints against Ukraine for their treatment of members of that church. Acting political coordinator for the U.S. mission to the United Nations, Trina Sahai, responded,
Russia's calling for this meeting after its destruction of Odessa's historic Transfiguration Cathedral, which belongs to the very Ukrainian Orthodox Church the Russian government claims to be defending today, is appalling.
Russia had wanted three people to brief at that briefing, but was only allowed two. In protest, Russia said it would not participate in the council session on Odessa. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukraine has launched a major push to dislodge Russian forces from the country's southeast as part of its weeks-long counteroffensive. This is VOA News. U.S. and Australian foreign affairs and defense officials will meet this week in Brisbane for annual talks. The Australia-U.S. Ministerial Consultations, or OSMIN 2023, being held Saturday, are expected to discuss the sale of submarines as part of the AUKUS alliance, the conflict in Ukraine, and security in the Pacific. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are due in Brisbane for talks with their Australian counterparts Saturday. Blinken has been to New Zealand and Tonga this week as the U.S. intensifies diplomatic efforts to counter China's ambitions in the Pacific region. Blinken told reporters Wednesday in Tonga that as China's engagement in the region has grown, there has been some, from our perspective, increasingly problematic behaviour. Talks with Australian officials are expected to be wide-ranging. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. President Joe Biden is announcing plans to help the nation adapt to extreme heat. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Farm workers President Teresa Romero and members of Congress say there's still more to be done. They're calling on the government to implement a new standard to protect farm workers. Democrat Greg Cesar, a congressman from Texas, staged a water strike outside the U.S. Capitol this week. Although government data shows dozens of outdoor workers have died in Texas in the last 12 years from environmental heat exposure, the state has a new law that bans local governments from requiring water breaks and other safety measures.
That is AP's Lisa, Jennifer King reporting. The Federal Reserve raised its key interest rate for the 11th time in 17 months as part of its ongoing drive to curb inflation, but it provided little guidance about when or whether it might take rate hikes again. Wednesday's move raised the Fed's benchmark short-term rate from roughly 5.1% to 5.3%, its highest level since 2001. Coming on top of its previous hikes, the Fed's latest action could lead to further increases in cost of mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and businesses borrowing. Speaking at a news conference, the Fed Chair Jerome Powell was noncommittal about any expectations for future rate hikes. A former Air Force intelligence officer has testified that the U.S. is concealing a long-standing program that retrieves and reverse engineers unidentified flying objects. Retired Major David Grush, a highly anticipated testimony before a House Oversight Subcommittee, was Congress's latest foray into the world of UAPs, or unidentified aerial phenomenon. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.